Swedish Muslim Party Calls for Burning of Sculpture by Muhammad Cartoonist. By Chris Tomlinson on October 15, 2021. Members of the Swedish Muslim Nyans Party have called for a sculpture by recently deceased Muhammad cartoonist Lars Vilks to be burned. The sculpture Nimus, which is located on a beach on Sweden's west coast and consists of towers and maze-like structures made of driftwood, has been labeled as a symbol of Islamophobia by members of the Nyans Party, who say the sculpture should be destroyed. While the party members claimed that the structure should also be destroyed due to safety considerations, they went on to add that there were moral aspects to consider when it came to Lars Vilks, the creator of the artwork, in a debate article for newspaper Göteborgs-Posten. What no one can ignore is that through his art, he was a driving force in the work to polarize Swedish society. The members alleged, adding, he was in a racist context and collaborated with racist organizations and individuals, most recently in a controversial exhibition in increasingly far-right Poland. For many, including Muslims, it is a misery to see Nimus standing. It has come to symbolize the normalization and acceptance of Islamophobia and racism in society. Therefore, Nimus should be immediately burned down by the county administrative board, they demanded. Only recently formed, the Nyans party announced in January of last year that they wanted to see Sweden give Muslims a special minority status and that Islamophobia-motivated crimes should receive a special classification. Party chairman Mikael Yrksell, who was one of the signatories to the debate article regarding the Nimus sculpture, had originally been a member of the Center Party but was kicked out after associating with the Turkish ultra-nationalist Grey Wolves. In November, the party recruited a popular member of the Somali community in the Nokko Stockholm suburb of Rinkeby, hoping to make electoral inroads in one of Sweden's heavily migrant-background populated areas in next year's national election. The reactions to the death of cartoonist Lars Vilks have been varied, with Muslims on social media mocking the Swede and stating that he was likely going to hell due to his publishing of a cartoon of the Prophet Muhammad. Two major Swedish-based Arabic-language online news websites also claim to have received a torrent of hateful comments after publishing the news that Vilks had died in a car crash earlier this month. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.